What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a smooth, long weekend, and you came to work happy. Which I know some of y'all probably didn't, but it's okay. I know I haven't put up an episode in a while, but, you know, I felt the need to put one up. So, my mom loves to, like, call or text me if somebody had passed away. And she would just tell me out the blue. Like, I would look at my phone. She's like, you know who passed away? I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, I had to tell her one day, like, listen, Mom, I understand you want to tell me the latest news, but that stresses me out. It doesn't make me feel good. I feel very deeply, so you can't tell me these things. She was like, okay. So today, she tells me, I know you don't like hearing these things, but do you know that the anchor of New York One, she just passed away? And her name is, I hope I'm not saying it incorrectly, but is Rochelle Boone, and she died of pancreatic cancer at age 48. You know, rest in peace to her, and sympathy goes out to her family. And when my mom told me her age, like, she was only 48, you know. It's just really upsetting because I really felt like, you know what, she's gonna make it. She seems very positive. She always will brighten up the screen when she gets on TV. So it's just really sad to see that. It made me think about a lot, you know. You never know when it's your time to go. So how do you want to live your life? Do you want to live in stress, complaining, at a dead-end job, or not in a happy life, or do you really want to live your life? Do you want to do things that make you happy and, you know, do hobbies that you're passionate about, or find your passion in life that could give you that happiness, that joy inside of you? I think sometimes we get lost in our phones because, you know, every day I work in the city and every day I'm on that train and bus. Everybody's glued to their phone, including me sometimes. I'm not going to lie, I'm glued to my phone and we don't even see our surroundings. We just looking at bullshit early in the morning and then or lunch or in between work or when we coming back home, we just constantly scrolling, we're constantly looking at things, you know, and we're not being mindful of where we're going or even when we're walking, because people be on their phones, they don't even know where they're walking, they bump into you, you know. So it's just like you're so connected to a device that wants you to stay connected mindlessly. And is that healthy? Is that okay? You know, yesterday was the West Indian Parade in Brooklyn. They have it every year, Labor Day, celebrate West Indians and just celebrate our culture, you know, us being free, you know. And it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to have fun. And I guess everybody was busy and I'm in hermit mode anyway. And I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go by myself, you know. And instead of me just staying home and on a beautiful day, I said, you know what, I'm going to go out there. And I end up going and I was just walking up and down, you know, enjoying the scenery, seeing my people smile, laugh, have fun, dance, eat. And I loved it, you know what I mean? And I even went inside the parade and I was just walking. I mean, men wanted me to dance with them, but I, you know, smoothly got away from them because I'm like, I just didn't want to dance. And I had a long dress on. I didn't feel like doing that. But I truly enjoyed myself because it was just me just enjoying the environment. And guess what? I didn't even take my phone out to record anything. I actually was going to record something, but I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm not recording nothing. Like, man, I was just able to enjoy myself and be in the moment. And to me, that's fun. I don't need to wild out all the time. I don't need to, like, be center of attention. I don't need to be drunk as fuck. I could just be in the moment and just enjoy the scenery and have fun and be around my people, enjoy my culture, rep my culture, see my beautiful queens and kings rep their culture. We just have fun smiling and having a good time. It doesn't even have to be anything negative, you know? That was definitely something that I truly enjoyed, and I'm grateful I went, because I almost stayed home. Like, I'm not going to do anything. Let me just stay home. I'm glad I didn't stay home. I'm glad I went out, and those are the things that I like doing. I did that a couple of weeks ago. They had an Afro festival in Newark, and I didn't ask nobody to go. I just went. I got a ticket, and I just went over there, and I'm not going to lie, that shit was fun as hell. I was by myself, chilling, dancing, you know what I mean? Like, I seen I seen Techno, I seen Temi. Temi is really dope in person. Like, she was, like, talking to the audience. She even went in the audience and was dancing. Like, that was so dope to see. I will always respect her for that. It was just a good time. Like I said, in the West Indian Carnival, like, seeing my people enjoy themselves, dancing, being free, laughing, fashion, just having a good time. You know what I mean? I ate some good ass fried fish from this Nigerian spot. Like, when I say that shit was slapping, I was eating that shit up. It was so fucking good. And, like, you know, I just enjoyed myself, you know? And it's good to not wait on people. When you need to live your life, if you're living your life with others or with others, it's nothing wrong with living your life with people, you know what I'm saying? But if you can't wait on people for the rest of your life, if people are not available, if people can't do things with you, if people don't want to do things with you, you don't have to stay home. Or you don't have to say, oh, I don't want to do this. Go out and have fun. Go out and enjoy yourself. Go out and meet new people. You don't know who you can meet. You know what I mean? I remember I went out one time by myself. I went out on my luxury date, and I said, I don't want to go home tonight. So I went to a reggae spot in the East Village. And I was able to party with a Grammy-nominated poet. And someone, and you know, the crew that fucked with Kanye back in the days. Like, who would have thought? Like, you know, and it was just me saying, I don't feel like going home. And I got free drinks. You know, it just, I'm not in my life at this moment. Well, for quite some time, I'm not waiting on nobody to live my life. I'm going to live it for me, regardless. You know what I mean? If I want to tape it or not, if I want to put it on the gram or not, I'm going to live for me regardless. I'm not waiting on no one. That's a whole fact. I don't got to lie. I think people know that by now. I don't wait on anyone. I'm going to do what I got to do for myself, and I'm going to do me. With the news that my mom told me, it just made me also realize, like, you gotta stop stressing. I be stressing over everything and thinking about stuff. Like, should I have done this differently? Should I have treated this person differently? Should I did this? Or will they reach out? And it's just like, you can't think about basic things when you working on being high vibrational. Or if you're already high vibrational, but your mind needs to meet that. You understand? You focus on things that don't really matter, that's everywhere, you have all this chatter in your mind, that's going to put stress in your body. You know, that's going to break down your body slowly, and that's not what life is. You shouldn't be thinking about people you let go of, or you don't talk to, or who let go of you. You shouldn't be thinking about that, because that's already done. If you want them same people in your life, go ahead. But make sure those people are bringing goodness into your life, positivity, and not negativity and breaking you down. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You have to be mindful of that, you know, and also certain things of, like, don't stress yourself over easy things. I get easily stressed by things, and that's something I need to work on, because it's like, at the end of the day, that shit ain't worth it. Nothing is worth being stressed over, believe me. And I've been through some shit, and I overcame it. So you just gotta look at it like, okay, this is going on, but I could overcome it. I know it's gonna be better. I know I'm gonna get over this situation. This is not my forever. This is just my temporary. When you realize that, you could get a shift in your mind, and just, you know, praying about it, talking to the higher power, positive ancestors, and keeping a hopeful mentality, and just knowing that things will work out, you know. You got to definitely make sure you're able to live for you, stress less, be grateful. And no better will always come if you feel like you're experiencing the worst. That's what I got from it. And I hope it helps somebody. Nothing but peace and blessings.